from student to car salesman. My ex wheeled me out of the hospital and into my Toyota Camry. We drove off, listening to her music, but I was quick to put my own mixtape back into the CD player. The entire ride home, I was in a depressed state, feeling a number of different emotions, guilt, shame, sadness, anxiety. I went upstairs to bed the minute I got back into my apartment. I lay in my bed for days. Back then, filled at all times and ready to go at a puff's notice, I kept a vaporizer with the best pot available in southern New York by my bedside. I vaped for days on end before realizing it was time to part ways with my ex forever and begin the healing process. She was toxic, and I needed to start making decisions that would impact my health in a positive and nurturing way. I needed to be able to love again, and having her at my bedside was just not working for either of us. I'll never forget her words when I dropped her off at her place on the campus of New London University for the last time. "You really are crazy, Jacques." Then we parted ways. All of my friends who were away for winter break were starting to trickle in for the semester. Jonas and McDaggett joined Kim, Patrick, and me in the house where we all lived. And they were all upset with my behavior. But what else, I thought, was new? I wanted to think that over the course of our college careers, they would eventually forget about my foolish behavior. But I knew I would be just as foolish for believing that. There was no question it was time to find a job and be productive again. So I cruised the parkway for sales jobs. I had just made a lot of money working for Sears the previous year, selling large appliances. I figured it would be time to step up my game and go bigger. Much, much bigger. I would sell cars.